From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. And today it's a very special edition of Idaho Matters as I am live in studio with our fabulous Morning Edition host, George Prentice, as we take you on a bit of a holiday recipe journey this hour, George. Would you like to do the introductions for our very, very special guest here in studio with
us? Well, I brought my appetite for the record, and because I've been looking forward to this since the moment we talked about this idea. Chef Joy Stouty is here, certainly not a stranger to Boise State Public Radio, but oh my gosh, to say that she is welcome on any day, but in particularly around the holidays. Mm-hmm. It's such a pleasure and an honor. I'm a fan of yours. You know that. I will gush all day. But the fact that you're going to share the joy and the love of what you do and what we might be able to do, and I hope that you'll coax us a little bit. So are the holiday, I mean, right, your level of excitement around the holiday season dials up a little bit?
Oh, yes. It peaks.
Okay.
And I have to say, I'm just honored to be here. Oh. I love public radio, and I just am so glad to be part of this today.
Well, so, Chef, for folks who, you know, may not be familiar with you, give them a little bit of background, because when I moved here in 1999, everyone told me, you know, the restaurant to go to in Boise is your restaurant. It was Dowdy's. And as George says, you still hear people talk about it. My husband still talks about it.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Well, that makes me feel so good. Thank you.
But tell us a little bit about, you know, your journey with, you know, with not just your restaurant, but, I mean, the cookbooks.
And public radio.
Gosh. Yeah. Well, when we moved here, which was 1985, that was the first time I had been exposed to public radio. Never before. Mm-hmm. And we just moved, so I was experimenting with different radio stations. And I came across 91.5, and it's like, what is this? This is the most amazing program. Mm. And my dial hasn't moved since on the radio. But I listened for many years, and I was getting into food pretty seriously, and I thought, oh, it would be great to somehow do a program on the radio, a food program on the radio. Yeah. And I visited with Jim Paluzzi, who was the program director at that time, and he made me jump through some hoops and do a few preliminary things, but he got me on air, and we were on air for maybe 17 years.
Wow.
And it was awesome, and during that time, we started the restaurant. And I have to say that the radio was just being on air, having that program, daily program, really ensured the success of our restaurant.
It's so intimate, so personal. I mean, the connection is very tangible.
Well, right? and the airtime was appreciated, too, let me tell you.
But it is a very interesting relationship, right? Because our own relationship with food is so, like, it's a sense memory, right? And this time of year, it just dials up and up and up. All good things. So for you to be here at this particular time and to help us in this hour, and this is a really important hour for our membership drive, is a big deal for us. So our idea was to, pardon the pun, but set the table, if you will, and have a couple of chairs at the table for our listeners. And for them to say, I'm a member of this family. This is who I am. And much like your own journey, I think Gemma's story and my story is very similar in that we are listeners and we're members. We happen to work here, too. But our love is very real. And so the phone number here, and that's real important, is 800-359-8411. If you love Idaho Matters, if you love Chef Dowdy, if you love food, if you love good broadcasting, if you love things that are good and just make you feel a little bit better and set you off on a Friday and say, you know what, bingo, the holiday season just began, 800-359-8411.
And for those of you who are just joining us, this is a special edition of Idaho Matters. Normally on Fridays, we have our Friday Reporter Roundtable, mm-hmm. but we decided during our membership drive to do something a little bit different today and bring in Chef Dowdy to really get us kicked off with the holidays. So our Friday Reporter Roundtable will be back next week, but we do hope that you keep listening this hour, because being in our winter membership drive, as George just said, we have a job to do, which is to raise money. Mm-hmm. So again, that number, 800-359-8411. You can also go online to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org and make a donation there. And George, we should talk very quickly before we get back to Chef, is our 1 p.m. drawing that we have coming up.
Absolutely. So if you call, if you go online right now, you will be entered into a drawing for your choice of an e-reader. So that could be a Nook, it could be a Kindle, plus a $100 gift card to purchase books, and then a list of book recommendations from Gemma and Bob Kustra. These e-readers open up a world for us, and Chef, I mean, quite frankly, I think it's commonplace for a lot of folks to have e-readers in the kitchen, right? It's almost a staple to have that on the countertop.
Absolutely.
Right? Yes. Including, my goodness, all of your wonderful books. So 800-359-8411 or online at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Call now. Vote for this type of programming, which you're not going to get. It's live. It's going to be scrumptious. But quite frankly, we really don't know where we're heading here either, though.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay, yeah. Yes, okay. Tell us. Yeah.
So I brought some things to sample. And all these things are things that are good any time of year, but mm-hmm. they're especially great around the holidays mm-hmm. because these are very easy to make. And, you know, the holidays are about good food, but it's about people connections too. So you don't want to stress yourself over something you've never made before. So everything that we're talking about today is very cook friendly.
Okay, I love this.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I love this because okay. I'm a stressed out cook if it gets too complicated.
No more.
Okay.
Okay. So I brought this, this little sample here is called lemon curd. Oh. Now, lemon curd sounds like something really gross, but
it's delicious.
Is it?
The reason they call it curd is because it's made with eggs. And that thickens it.
Oh.
So it's a really intense lemon flavor mm-hmm. that is thicker than a sauce.
Okay.
And it's great to fill a crepes, a cake, go on pancakes, French toast, just any number of places. Ice cream.
Oh, wow.
In fact, you can mix it with a custard base for ice cream and have a wonderful lemon ice cream.
Okay.
Can I give you each a sample?
Yes,
please.
You go first.
Here's the teeny tiny spoons.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I'm so excited to
try that.
Okay.
You got to paint the word picture, Gemma.
Okay. Well,
here
okay.
you go, George.
So I'll start. Yeah. It's yellow, just like a lemon.
There you go. Good start. And
it's tart. That's what I like.
It's tart and then sweet.
Right.
But yes, it's made with fresh lemon juice, which mm-hmm. is essential. And then lemon zest, which adds that extra
kind of like that
punch.
Kick.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, like, I'm not a big sweets person, but I like tart. So this is what I like. That's why I like lemon, because it's not too sweet.
That makes
sense.
Like the smoothness,
that kick.
And it's not overwhelming. It's so welcoming. I want a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Right?
Good. Yes.
This is,
I'm glad you said that, because I brought you each a sample,
a
little jar to take home, so you can have a little more.
Oh, I'm not sharing this with anyone in my house.
But I'm sharing it with everyone.
Not me.
I'm going to be on Capitol Boulevard with
just
a stack of small, little tiny spoons.
George,
so when you hear about the rush hour wreck.
You can have a little bit.
Well, here's the other thing about this. A lot of people do like to bake holiday things to give to friends and family.
This is so cute.
This is a nice alternative.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the reasons I brought that in today, too.
Okay.
So you can make a batch and then put it in these little, cute little, what are they?
It's
an eighth of a pint.
So yes, how does this happen? Lemon curd? How does it?
How do you make it?
Yeah.
You just dump.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Sugar, some eggs, whole eggs, lemon juice, and what did I say? Lemon zest?
Lemon zest.
And you stir it.
You cook
it.
Right?
Hand stir?
Yeah.
With a whisk. Right.
It does get a little, the egg whites do coagulate a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you run it through the strainer, you get this beautiful smoothness.
Okay.
And then you can package it for friends.
So, as a jar of lemon curd, and I would use it on crepes and French toast.
And you can mix it put it, fill a cake with
George,
it.
It's like
ice
a lemon
cream.
Lemon bar.
Yeah.
You know, you can do like a shortbread or something like that.
But
right?
Can you imagine on a holiday table or brunch?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Say, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And this little jar, if you buy it at the store, is about $7.
Oh, easy.
I mean, and it tastes a lot better.
Yeah.
So
Chef Dowdy, when you're making
yours
this.
Yours tastes a lot better. Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's like, is it kind of like when you're making a pudding? I'm thinking of that kind of consistency.
Yes, exactly.
So with the whisk and you're doing that, and you kind of have to keep stirring it too, right? And then it thickens.
You don't want to walk out of the room while you're making this. And then it thickens and you, it becomes thicker as it cools.
Oh, just like a
too.
Okay, yeah.
And then once you it cools, you can package it any way you want. It even freezes. You could freeze that for months if you wanted to.
So I've just been told that the recipe is on our website.
So it's on the website
now. But here's the deal. On our website, there's a red button that says donate. Okay?
So do that too.
Oh, no, seriously.
In all seriousness.
Right? Because it's all about giving. And here we are. It's our winter membership fund drive. And anything that you can give in this particular hour and send some of that love back to us. We're sending so much to you, but the recipe is on our website. That's exciting. Boise State Public Radio, all one word, boisestatepublicradio.org.
And that's also where you donate, as you just said, George. Mm-hmm. You can also call 800-359-8411. And as we said, we are in the middle of our winter membership drive, and we do have a goal to meet this hour. So we do need you to call or to go online. You decide the amount.
Oh, my gosh,
right now.
It's a big goal.
It is. It's a big goal this hour.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, it is a big goal, and we need your help, and whatever amount. So we know we have a lot of folks who are Broadcast Society members, George.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that give at a $1,000 level or above. There are a lot of folks who give at $10 a month, and we want you to know that if that's the level that you can give at and you're comfortable with that, that makes such a difference. Because, and I think that's our average donation is $10 a month.
Well, I think today it's 14.
Okay, today it's 14, because if you do $14 a month, you also get a thank you gift, and it's two public radio nerd mugs. That's right.
coffee mugs,
or tea, hot chocolate, whatever you want to
put
in there.
Chef, coffee or tea for you?
How about hot chocolate?
Hello.
There you go. Hot chocolate, right?
Now we're talking.
So that's $14 a month. You can do that. You get those two mugs as a thank you gift. But also, I would encourage you, if you're listening right now and you maybe are a regular listener of Idaho Matters, and if you have the ability to give at the Broadcast Society membership level, which we know there are people out there who can do that, I'm encouraging you to do that today
and
if you can.
I think this hour, it's about making that connection with Idaho Matters. And so we know that this is appointment listening for so many folks who make a point of, okay, I know I'm going to be here before noon. I'm going to be there later this afternoon. So many people are here on Friday, quite frankly, for
our
round table.
The
table's a little different.
We
have some
is.
Linen today. And so it is our chef's table.
Yes.
So it's our holiday chef's table. But that Broadcast Society membership of $1,000 or more, not only are you a member of that, it's not just some fancy, phrase or whatever. We actually have very particular events and perks. Gemma, I know you've got some, I've got some, et cetera, where we do a little bit more with our Broadcast Society. So if you can afford that in this particular hour, this would be the moment. This would be the day.
And in fact, I know you have an event coming up soon for Broadcast
Society
members. I do,
which is, it's sold out, actually.
Oh, wow.
But we gave Broadcast Society members first shot at free entry, where I'm going to, it's like the big movie party of the night. But that's kind of an example of that. So 800-359-8411. And we've got events all year long, intimate, big, all of that. But if you can make that happen, we'd love to hear from you and really send a message to public radio and that you support this mission and this particular broadcast. That's, Jim, I really think this is an opportunity for folks who tune in Idaho Matters every day for whether it's the doctor roundtable, your reporter roundtable, all the exclusive interviews and the breaking news. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many talk shows break as much news as you do? where people are really talking after you have presented those conversations. So now's the moment. Idaho Matters, 800-359-8411.
If you are a regular listener, you're probably wondering, where's our reporter roundtable? Well, because we are on our second day of our winter membership drive, we have some really big goals to meet, George, and a big goal in this hour. So we decided to do things a little bit different in the membership drive to kind of get everybody ready for the holidays. And I love what you said before the break, George, is that it's a different table today. It's not our reporter roundtable today. Mm-hmm. It's a gathering table of friends chef's and table. Family, a chef's table. Yeah. As we welcome Chef Joyce Dowdy to our studio as we talk about all things holiday when it comes to recipes.
Just say one thing.
Yes.
I'm so into this that, and my sense is that a lot of people are listening. They're so, believe me, you can do two things at the same time here, folks. believe me. And we're sharing as much as we can online, et cetera. Please donate while we're talking.
Yes.
Send a message. Say, yeah, this is great. This is really good. 800-359-8411.
Or you can go online to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And we should say that we are definitely way behind our goal this hour. And if we need about 35 folks to call in.
We can do
before
that.
Before 1 o'clock,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
35 folks to call in. You decide the amount that works for you. And I know this time of year, a lot of folks think about, okay, where are we donating, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that Boise State Public Radio has made your nice list this year. Mm-hmm. And this mm-hmm. is, then you're going to say yes. You choose that donation. Is it $10 a month? Is it $100 a month? Maybe you can do $1,000, which is the Broadcast Society membership level. Mm-hmm. And that you get some little special perks with that and everything. But if you are a regular listener of Idaho Matters, and maybe you've not given before or you've given in the past, I really am asking you this hour to donate. One thing I think it's important to point out as well, George, is that programming isn't free.
No, my goodness, no. A lot of the programming, all of the programming that you hear from NPR comes at a pretty steep cost, and those costs go up, as you can imagine, because it's an organization with a global presence, and believe it or not, their budget for security alone has really increased over the last several years as the world becomes a little bit more dangerous. But NPR, kind of like first responders, mm-hmm. Walks in where a lot of people walk out because it's important to tell these stories. Here at Boise State Public Radio, we have an amazing team of producers and engineers. Certainly there's the hosts and reporters that you hear every day, but to take our equipment, up into the foothills just to get that very particular sound of migration of wildlife, mm-hmm. To spend some time in Redfish Lake as the salmon, hopefully fingers and toes crossed, are returning. It's things like that. It's the definition of public radio, and it's important. We know it's a mission that a lot of people support. We hope you do. 800-359-8411. By the way, those other 34, they'll take care of themselves. It starts with you.
Yes.
Basically, we need you. If you can call and say, yep, Idaho Matters is on my to-do list, 1-800-359-8411.
Or you can go online to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org and make your donation there. And as you are making that donation, let's reintroduce mm-hmm. Chef Joyce Dowdy. And what are we talking about this segment? Because last segment, folks, lemon curd.
Yep.
And the recipe is on our website, so you can do this. Super simple. So, Chef, you said all of these are going to be chef-friendly, cook-friendly recipes.
Yes, yes. Well, I have a couple of things now. One is a goodie bar, and the other is a dessert.
Okay.
But I love dates, and I just can't
so good.
Can't say enough good. I say dates are food of the gods.
Really?
Because they're just moist and delicious.
I love them.
And so I look for any opportunity to use them. So the first thing I have is they're called fruit bars, but they're made with dates. And then some nuts, which are optionals. Yeah.
Okay.
And here's a little, would you like to sample those?
I would love to sample
and,
this.
And it's an
so
easy
it's a,
thing.
So it's a fruit bar.
Yes. And I don't mean like fruitcake bar.
No.
I mean, that's okay too. But these are, I think, really yummy. Everybody enjoys these when I take them.
Is there gingerbread in here?
There
smells
cinnamon,
like gingerbread.
And nutmeg and cloves, those Christmas spices that we are in there. And it's just something you mix together really easily, and you put in a 9 by 13 pan.
That's chewy and warm. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Dates just make things so moist and chewy.
They
do. You would know that from your... and I didn't bring a sample, but another one of my favorite desserts, and you can find these recipes online anywhere. It's called the Sticky English Toffee Pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses
dates.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
The secret ingredients. And then a caramel sauce. Mm-hmm. And I love to serve that around the holidays.
So again, what are you calling this?
Fruit bars.
But made with dates.
Imaginative is that.
But it does taste. It's got that holiday flavor.
It's
that,
so
that
rich.
Ginger,
like,
that wonderful.
And it's just the dates that make it taste rich. It's not really that sugary or buttery.
No, it's not. It's the dates.
It's the dates.
Right.
So, anyway,
that's amazing.
I hope people will try that.
That's a winner.
So that's a great one to cut and, you know, share with friends and family if you're looking for a goodie to add to your plate.
And I think I know we have that recipe again on the website.
Yep.
And Katie's putting pictures up on social media right now, too, if you want to see what they look like, because they look really similar to gingerbread. But, man, they're delicious.
But it's so... I don't know.
George is speechless.
Yeah, but it's gooey, delicious.
It's
date delicious.
But it's got so much flavor, and it's so welcoming, and such. And it's a very particular holiday flavor.
Yeah, it is.
Wow,
it's so good.
Good.
All those sweet spices.
Okay, so something else.
This is a raspberry walnut tart, and I love this because. It looks pretty. It has the red that you think of at Christmas desserts and things. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to put together.
It looks fancy. That's why it's easy.
Why is it easy?
Well, you just make a crust with butter and sugar, you know, and you press that in the 9 by 13. Again, that's my favorite pan. And you pre-bake that. Then you sprinkle, you spread some raspberries, thawed raspberries on it.
Okay.
And then you mix, whisk together, what is it, sugar, eggs, a tiny bit of flour, and you drizzle that over the top, and then you just bake it for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
And cut it into squares. And I have to say, what really makes this, you know, this should be a little warmer and thinner, but you'll get the idea. Raspberry sauce.
Okay, so you've
that
got
I made
the,
earlier.
The bars, and then you're
and then
drizzling
you just
yes.
Raspberry
see, this is what makes it a dessert. You really that's too fragile to just eat as a bar something in hand. You plate it like this. Drizzle this wonderful raspberry sauce.
George.
I'm reaching
George.
For this. Okay,
and then
You have ice cream.
We have to have ice cream with this. Little vanilla ice cream to get. Okay. So now I want you to try that. Do I have a?
Okay.
Here's a fork. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Here, George, here's your fork.
Thank you.
And give that.
It's
try
so
to
pretty.
Try to get a bite of the tart and the ice cream and the sauce. So I just love this. In fact, the family, I don't make it very often. And when we're getting the family together for holidays, I'll say, well, what do you guys want to have for Christmas dinner? Oh, make your walnut tart, Mom, your raspberry walnut tart. And if you don't like walnuts, you can leave those out.
Because I'm not a huge walnut fan.
Okay.
But because my mom put walnuts in chocolate chip cookies. Who does that? Do you do
me?
That? All right. Well, I don't.
But you can substitute it for pecans.
Okay.
Or you can just leave them out. But I think it's good with some kind of nut. Almonds.
I will have to say, though,
whatever.
That, you know what I like, though, with the nut in it? And I would actually, even if you maybe don't like walnuts, it makes it almost taste like a peanut butter and jelly bar because of a nut. Because of the nut in it, you kind of get that.
Well, I don't know if I'm taking that as a compliment.
No, take it as a compliment. I meant it as a compliment.
It does have that raspberry is so prominent, I guess.
Oh yeah.
That it does remind you of sort of peanut butter and jelly.
You need
see.
The nut in it.
Yeah.
I think you need the nut.
You need
in
the
it.
Texture.
You
the
do.
Fact
the
that texture this bar is as simple as you described.
It is.
You put the drizzle on here.
Yeah.
And you have the scoop of vanilla ice cream on the side.
This is amazing. Yeah.
It's like the holiday dessert that you've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And yet, it's like, okay, yeah, there's the mince pie. And it's like, no, this is it.
Well, you just don't want to be stressing in
so,
the kitchen.
So what's the name of this particular recipe? What do we
call it? Raspberry walnut tart.
And that's going to be on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, where you can donate. Please donate.
Yes.
Get on the phone, 800-359-8411. It's all about goodness.
I have to tell you, too, this can be made ahead. That's very important.
Oh, yes. It can.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So. And do you just refrigerate it?
Yes.
Is that what you do?
Just cover it well and stick it in the fridge and pull it out when you're ready for it.
Oh, but the drizzle?
Okay, but the crust is really that easy? Because I think when you say crust, I'm...
No. Do you have a food processor or not?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So you just put, you know, your cup of sugar, or not that much sugar, a little sugar, flour, butter. You hit the on button, and it just processes it. And you just pat it, pour it into a 9x13, and pat it evenly, and pre-bake it.
I love public
That's
radio.
That's amazing. I mean, yeah. this is so good.
Very simple.
It's so good.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're right. All of the flavors, all of the texture, it's delicious.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
This is wonderful. And practical.
Mm. Yes.
I mean, right?
Absolutely.
I'm really stunned.
I am all about practical.
But that combination of flavors is just wonderful for a holiday.
Let's just put it this way. There's nothing left on our plates, George.
Christmas time. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's George Prentice. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Idaho Matters. We are live in studio for this very special Idaho Matters on this Friday. Now, I know for a lot of our regular listeners, you're probably wondering, okay, where's the Friday Reporter Roundtable? Well, it will be back next Friday because we will be out of our winter membership drive.
They've got to bust the tables when we're done here.
That's true, okay. Because we brought in a different table. We brought in a chef's tasting table for this special edition of Idaho Matters today. The wonderful Chef Joyce Dowdy has joined us. And oh my goodness, we have some really fabulous recipes she's been sharing with us. Before we get to more of that, though, George, we just had someone from membership walk in and tell us it's a dollar-for-dollar match the rest of this hour.
Okay. Well, this is a rare opportunity.
It really is.
Because we have this drawing coming up at 1 p.m., this great ebook. We're bringing you something special here today. Chef Joyce Dowdy is gracing Idaho Matters and really, really starting the holiday season off for us in style. So what an opportunity for this match.
Right.
So in any amount.
Okay, so it's a dollar-for-dollar match in any amount. And here's,
do it right now.
Yes. So here's what happens. Sometimes our donations start to slow down during the membership drive.
Uh-huh.
And we have some generous donors who have said, you know what? You still need those 33 callers to call in or go online and make a donation.
Yep.
So how about we double whatever they pledge? So here's the thing. When George says in any amount, that's exactly it. So if you're giving $10, that becomes $20. If you can give at the Broadcast Society membership level, which is $1,000 or more, they'll double that for the rest of this hour. And of course, any amount in between, you decide. And you know, one thing you can think about as we're getting close to the holidays, and Hanukkah is already here, is maybe you have someone in your life who loves Boise State Public Radio News, who loves NPR, and you're thinking about, okay, I need to get them a holiday gift. What to get them.
Yeah.
You can make a donation in their name and say, you know what, I know this is important to you.
Love it.
So I wanted to do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great holiday gift for someone.
And if you call and leave a message or put a little message online, we'll share that as well.
We will.
So please make this happen in any amount. We're bringing you something special today, something that's good, something that's positive, something that's just scrumptious in every way. We've got the recipes online. We've got some of these wonderful plates of goodness on our social media feed as well. Please call us now, 800-359-8411, online, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Make this happen. Yes, there's thank you gifts. Yes, there's a great drawing coming up. But right now, whatever you give in any amount will be doubled, and you are the hero.
So right now, give us a call or go online because it's doubled. And I tell you, George, we've said this many times, they walk in, membership walks in and says, all right, it's a match. Mm-hmm. And then they come back in and say, okay, it's done. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, these don't last. These don't stay. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Can you count me in as giving this hour then?
Oh. Yes,
I
we can.
Dollar to dollar match.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So let's do that.
So count me during all right. this hour. Okay.
Okay. So that means we have 31
all right.
okay. more folks to go. Thank you, Chef.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So tell us what we're doing next. So we've had two folks, if you're just joining in, we've had a fruit bar with dates, which is amazing. This raspberry walnut tart.
Yep.
But then you drizzle the raspberry over it. You get some ice cream. Mm. Delicious.
Delicious
We've
dessert.
Learned how to make lemon curd.
Yep.
All of these recipes online at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Mm-hmm. Hit the donate button, too, when you go to get the recipe.
Yep.
So what are we doing next?
Well, frequently people will ask me, especially this time of year, what's my favorite dish or what do you serve during the holidays? And I am a bit of a scaredy cat, I have to tell you. Yes. Mm-hmm. And when I am thinking of a big group, my brain goes always to the same place.
Oh.
And it is a tenderloin.
Oh,
beef
wow.
tenderloin
or
a pork tenderloin.
Hello.
And it is true that that is the best the cow has to offer, is the tenderloin. And it is very expensive.
Those are words to live by right there. Can we just pause? The best the cow has to offer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you learn anything today,
the cow,
put that on a bumper sticker.
Listen, the cow gave its all.
Yeah.
Right
he
there.
Did. She. Whatever.
She or he.
But the thing about a tenderloin is it will never disappoint. It will never let you down.
Really?
And it is the simplest of things to prepare.
Really?
My sister, who's kind of a fraidy cat in the kitchen, so last year she asked me that question, and I said, do the beef tenderloin, because she loves, I have served her this beef tenderloin, which you are going to sample in just a moment,
alrighty.
With this black peppercorn and currant sauce, which we used to feature at the restaurant, but I have never shared the recipe before.
You haven't?
No. So anyway.
Okay, this is exclusive.
This is exclusive.
So, but as far as you're approaching this fearlessly, why? How come?
Because a tenderloin, all you have to do with a tenderloin, it's like a cylinder shape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is put salt and pepper on it.
Yeah.
Preheat your oven. Mm-hmm. Put it on a baking sheet, and bake it till it registers the temperature that you
That's
want.
That's all you do.
You know, that is all you do, and then you pair it with a delicious sauce of some. Mm-hmm. That's where the
A little
extra.
So is this a multiple hours then in the oven? I mean, how much time?
A tenderloin will cook maybe in an hour and a half.
Okay,
and here is the great thing: you pull it out of the oven, and you just let it sit on the counter for an hour or two till you're ready for it. Mm-hmm. There's no last minute fussing.
Still cooking.
It's still
okay.
And it stays warm. It doesn't have to be served hot.
Yeah. So then
that's
you can use your oven for something else.
Exactly.
Too.
All those other side dishes and
because that's the hardest thing sometimes, especially if you don't have a double oven. Is it's like if you
Where's
make some
room?
Type of protein.
Yeah.
Then I'm always
so
like,
this
well,
is
how
ideal.
Do I get something else?
What about this tasting now?
George,
back
stop talking about how you cook it.
Okay.
So I said beef tenderloin.
Oh, my goodness.
My other favorite meat is the pork tenderloin.
Yeah.
And that can actually be cooked in a pan because those are small, skinny tails. Mm-hmm. But while I'm dishing this up, I'm just going to share something about this also. Let me see.
Oh, look at this.
If I can remember. So I'm giving you just little... what I was going to tell you is that the nice thing about this beef tenderloin is because of its shape, the middle is going to be more rare than the ends. So if your party of eight,
perfect.
If there are some that like a well-done piece or more
rare.
Medium rare, you just take from either the ends or the middle.
Okay,
just
that's all.
You there. We
what?
Need to remind our listeners, we've got the
dollar-for-dollar match.
We don't want to let this drift away. Call us if you're enjoying this, 800-359-8411, online at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. We're sharing all of this online, but thanks for being there. We are here because you're there, and we are just leaning into the holiday spirit.
We are, and again, dollar-for-dollar match going on right now in this hour. We still need 30 callers in this hour. Mm-hmm. So you can go to 800-359-8411 or go online to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. You decide the amount, but it is a dollar for dollar amount match in any amount, dollar for dollar. Okay, let's get back to this deliciousness.
All right. So in these little portion cups,
here's
a piece of actual, I splurged and I bought beef tenderloin. Be careful. You know, the sauce is on it. Okay. This is that black peppercorn and currant sauce.
And this is the sauce that you said you used at the restaurant.
We featured this dish was on our menu all the time. Our menu frequently changed at the restaurant, but this is something we kept as a staple, if you will.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And so I love the sauce.
Oh my God.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
I don't know
Lord.
If you guys are...
Hey, is it bad if I drink it? I'm going to just drink it.
Oh, my God.
Like sauce is delicious.
I mean, the beef is phenomenal, but the sauce.
Good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
the
peppercorn recipe on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Click the donate button.
Dollar for dollar match
right
now. Thank
us later. Oh, my gosh.
And the recipe, I have to say, the sauce is so simple.
Is it really?
It's just, yes.
Okay.
So just read the recipe. It's just a reduction, and you just stir it with a whisk and add your currants and black pepper, and you're done.
And I love those peppercorns.
Oh, I know.
Those are awesome. So great.
Yeah, it's a good sauce.
I mean, they really kind of hit in the back at the end. And this is a sauce you've never shared.
That's right. So if you did eat at the restaurant those years, you might remember that. And I would say, go take advantage of that.
Christmas time is here, ringing in the cheer.
But that's so beautiful. So lovely.
Christmas time. It's Christmas. That's all I know.
That is the lovely George Prentice. Yeah. I'm learning so many more things about him.
Talk about karaoke
right here.
Yeah.
I'm Gemma Gaudette here with George Prentice. It is a special edition of Idaho Matters. We are in our second day of our winter membership drive. So, yes, this Friday, Idaho Matters sounds different. We do not have our Friday Reporter Roundtable with us this week. They will be back next week, so do not fret. But what we are asking of you today, dear listener, especially if you are a regular listener of the Friday Reporter Roundtable, is can you donate? Not only can you donate, but you need to know that it is a dollar-for-dollar match in any amount until the show is over today.
Make it happen. This is the moment, right? This is the moment. If you've been waiting, fine. You are so smart. You get all the credit in the world. Well, here it is. Here's the moment. Because when you make that $500 gift, it will be $1,000.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. When you become a Broadcast Society member, and there's so much to tell you about that, if that's your level, it becomes a $2,000 gift. But you can take all the credit in the world because you will make this happen. In this particular hour, any amount will be matched. It's a unique opportunity because this is a unique program that we're bringing to you. We're on the phone. We're live at 800-359-8411. If you are near your laptop, we are BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.
And again, it is a dollar-for-dollar match right now. We need 25 more callers. I think we can do it up until
24.
1 o'clock.
Okay, there's
okay,
another
24.
One.
Yep, okay. There we go, 24. Okay, George, we've said, go online, right? BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. It takes a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
You can call 800-359-8411. But also, Jacqueline from Boise literally just drove into the parking lot.
Stop.
And dropped
off
a check.
There we go.
And that check is going to be doubled.
Oh, nice.
Because it happened in the noon hour.
Wow. Okay. So gracious.
She said that she was listening and she just felt the urge.
Talk about live.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So, but also, I mean, thank you to everyone who has been donating today. Again, get yourself in on that dollar for dollar match. You decide the amount. Any amount will be matched. If you can give at that Broadcast Society membership level of $1,000 or more, this is the time to do it because it will be matched. Again, if your budget says $10, you know what? That's $20, and that matters, and that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. So donate now. Again, 800-359-8411, or go online to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And back with us is Chef Joyce Dowdy. Okay, this last segment we talked about and got to taste that amazing tenderloin and this sauce that you have never shared before
that's
is now on our website. The recipe is on our website.
Boy, we should put a firewall on that, or paywall on that, I should say. Right? Just like, you know, let me at it.
Donate or you can't have it.
Well, you know, yeah, but it's not, but it's not happening.
But see, we actually
you
don't
get
do
to
those
choose.
Things.
No,
we don't do
we're
that.
The one who doesn't do that.
So you were telling us about the tenderloin.
Yes.
And how, for cooks like me who get overwhelmed, this is a good thing to do?
Yes. And I wanted to finish my story about my sister.
Yes.
So anyhow, last year, she's had the beef tenderloin many times. And she says, I really want to have the courage to do yours. So anyhow, I talked her through the tenderloin. And she broke down and paid the, anyway, lots of money for the tenderloin. And she made her own sauce and served it for Christmas dinner last year. And she has quite a large family. Mm-hmm. And she has lots of grandchildren. And one of her granddaughters came to her after the meal and said, Grandma, that is the best thing I've tasted in my life.
Wow.
Yes. She was like 11 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So I know she'll taste many more things because she's young. But
because that's rather atypical.
And Janice, my sister, she said, you know, it was all that stressing. She said, I didn't even have to... She said it was just so simple. Mm. I could not have believed that anything that good can be so simple.
Mm. So, well, I can't either. I mean, that was delicious.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So this is a rare opportunity for us to just, can we do some rapid fire questions?
Let's do.
Especially like holiday things. And I think I've talked to you about this in the past, and I guess I have this mini obsession with gravy. Because I think one of the crimes to just personhood is gravy from a bottle, right? Is from the gravy they sell on the store shelves,
Well, right. See, I can make gravy from scratch.
Talk me through there. There's got to be. I mean,
But first, I want to say the tenderloin does not require gravy.
No. Yeah, I'm thinking of the turkey. I'm thinking of the all the other things
to make. And Jenna, you would agree, to make a good gravy, you have to have some drippings, right?
You do. Yeah.
You have to have something at the bottom of the pan.
Because my mom would always cook something like the turkey, let's say.
Yeah.
And then she would take all those drippings and put it right into whatever gravy she was going
to
make.
And maybe the step before that even is to take your pan, and you'll see all this caramely yummy stuff on it. You take it to the sink and you pour some water in it and take it to a burner in the pan and just turn it on a low heat, and then the water starts to simmer and it lifts. It lifts all those caramel bits of meat. That's right. And then you take that concentration, strain it, and take it to your pan. And then you add maybe if you need to add more broth or something like that. And you thicken it on the side. So that stuff's kind of in a pan. Then get some flour and water. That easy. Mm-hmm. You just mix that, make a slurry, they call it, like equal parts flour and water. And then you add that slowly to the broth that you have till it reaches the thickness that you want.
Salt and pepper.
I don't want to hear any more questions about gravy.
Yeah, but I just
you can do this. Go do it.
For some people, it's Beyonce. For me, it's gravy.
It's gravy.
I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, again, really quickly, though, folks, I do have to remind you, we're in a dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We need 15 more callers before 1 p.m., 800-359-8411, or go online to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. A donation in any amount will be matched, okay? So if it's $10, that becomes $20. $20 becomes $40. $100 becomes $200. $1,000 becomes $2,000. We have 7 minutes left in order to get 14 more callers in. Can you be one of them? I know you can be. We just ask you to say yes to Boise State Public Radio News. If you are a regular listener to Idaho Matters, we would love to hear from you. So
13.
Again, 13, 800-359-8411 or BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Okay, how about on, like, let's say Christmas morning? What is something easy, to make? Because that's when my kids open presents and all of that.
Yes.
And to try to get them to sit down and eat something before is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I can't have them eat sugar all day long or they will be holy terrors by the end of the day.
I'm with you on that. Do you know what I like to do? And I don't think people realize this, but French toast is something that you can, if you're using a crusty bread, mm-hmm. which I like to do,
yeah.
you can soak it a day ahead.
You can?
And just let it sit in the 9x13 pan.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you can just cook those on your, you know, on your griddle or whatever.
Oh, really?
You can bake it in the pan. You can bake it.
Stick it in the fridge, just cover it, and then pull it out in the morning.
And so that's a really easy breakfast.
Okay.
I would say.
Yes.
And if you've made the lemon curd.
You can put that on.
And if you did buy the breakfast book some time ago, the lemon curd recipe is in there too.
Okay.
And you would just spread some lemon on it, maybe some blueberries. Ooh, ooh, so good.
And your kids are going to eat French toast. I mean, that's the thing too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I love that idea.
So try that, you know.
Okay.
And see. And oh, croissants also make a wonderful bread.
Mm-hmm.
For French toast. So cut them in half lengthwise, mm-hmm. not crosswise, lengthwise, and soak them in the custard mixture overnight.
Right.
And then just, you know, throw them on the griddle and ooh.
And what's great about
special.
That is you get protein because of the eggs. So you've got protein.
And some half and half in the
and
custard.
And half and half.
Okay.
All of that, mm-hmm. you know.
Let's say thank you to some folks who are calling and going online. Their gifts are being doubled. Here is Jeff and Cheryl. Thank you. Julie and Boise. Here's Maggie and Boise. Just got on the line. We need 11 more people on the line. Here is our friends in McCall. Jessica, hi, in McCall, Fairfield, Idaho, calling in. Here's Bill and Dean in Haley in the Wood River Valley. Someone else in Haley. Here's Colleen. Guess what, guys? All of your gifts are being doubled. So if you are listening, yes, there is time for you to get on the phone. Your gift is being doubled. Plus, you want to be in this drawing. It's going to happen where we're going to give an ebook of your choice to someone. Why wouldn't that be you? But in the meantime, whatever you choose, that gift will be doubled. 800-359-8411.
We have 3 minutes left in this hour, 3 minutes for this dollar-for-dollar match. We need 12 more people to say yes, to call in or go online, 800-359-8411. You can also go online to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, or if your phone is in your hand or your hand's in your phone, because that's what it seems like these days, you can use our app, Boise State Public Radio, but make your donation. As George said, it's a dollar-for-dollar match in any amount, folks, any amount. You choose, you say yes. Make this a holiday gift for someone. You can say, I want to give this gift to X, Y, and Z. I mean, maybe there's someone special in your life. I mean, look, you're even looking for teacher gifts this year. If maybe your kiddo's teacher listens to NPR, hey, make a donation in their name. Teachers deserve that kind of recognition. But again, dollar for dollar match. We've got 2 minutes left. And I have to say, George, it has been such a pleasure to have you and Chef Doughty in here this hour.
I'm just the guy at the end of the table saying, oh my gosh. Now, I'm running out of like little holes in my belt as I say, okay.
It's the holidays.
Now I'm just going to crash somewhere.
I mean,
thank goodness it's Friday.
This has been amazing.
It's been amazing.
Honestly.
But I just love it, the fact that we've decided to say, you know what? We need to take a breath. We need to exhale. This has been a week.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, listeners, for being there. We are here because you are there. We are here because of listeners like you who support Boise State Public Radio.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.